It's an old song that, matter of fact, it was written by a man in jail, believe it or not, writing this.
A lot of songs were written by men in jail.
It's right. Down in the valley, valley so low.
Close your eyes and listen to the simple guitar and the slightly off-key voice, and take a ride in a time machine back to a simpler America.
About 1936 is when I really believe that our society lost our innocence.
Bill Call has a beef with modern times, for life is too hectic, too impersonal, too dependent on technology, and too motivated by greed. For 20 years, the man known simply as Brother Bill has been reminding us of what it used to be like at appearances throughout the North Woods and on his Saturday afternoon bluegrass show on WXPR 91.7 FM, Independent Public Radio in Rhinelander.
Like the rocking chair and the thermometer on the old fence post that leans a little bit outside the porch, and the clock that hangs on the wall with a rusty bite, that's all fictitious. And people used to come to the radio station and wanted to know where Brother Bill's homestead was.
Brother Bill's homestead was on the radio, in your mind, in your heart, and even in your soul.
I hate to use the word ministry, because when you think of the word ministry, many things people think you're talking about religion, but ministry is another term of helping people. And there may be someone out there that just lost a loved one, or maybe lost a job, or going through a down cycle and need a little encouraging. And this song should encourage you and build you up. It's called Keep on the Sunny Side. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we keep on the sunny side of life.
No matter how dark and frightening our modern times, the sun always shined in Brother Bill's world, where people still talk to each other on the party line, gather in the kitchen, drink coffee and listen to the Edison phonograph, and draw water from a rusty backyard pump to give the kids a washtub bath on Saturday night.
Saturday night bath. Nowadays, if you took a bath once a week, they would all would shun you, I guess. And 1-8 coffee was didn't have all these fancy percolators and coffee pots that they have today. So Mindy would just take the coffee and pour it in the pot and boil it.
The real Mindy is Brother Bill's wife, Joy, who's been with him since he was a high school teacher in Rhinelander. She and his former students don't seem to mind his lapses in grammar.
And I used the incorrect English, me and Mindy, and matter of fact, many people stopped me and said, Brother Bill, you're using wrong English. I said, no, but I got your attention.
Bill Call got the attention of a lot of people, and they let him know it on a farewell radio appearance.
My dad was a former student of Bill's back in the 60s.
Oh, boy.
And I know my dad always loved your show, and kind of passed that love of the show down to me, and
that's good.
It really got me thinking about home and family.
We live in a gully south of Marshfield, and we couldn't get the radio reception in, and he'd always go a mile up the road where he does his honeybees, and I always wondered why he left at noon and came home at 4.
Oh.
So me and the dogs went up there one time, and there he was, car door open, radio blasting, listening to Brother Bill.
Yes, you could hear music on that radio. You could also hear Brother Bill dispensing some homespun advice and horse sense.
Now, a horse can't pull while kicking. This fact I merely mention. And he can't kick while pulling, which is my chief contention. So let's imitate the good old horse and lead a life that's fitting. Just pull an honest load, and then there'll be no time for kicking. Now, isn't that good advice?
Bill Call doesn't see himself as a celebrity or a star. He's a folk musician, like Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger, with a raw voice and a simple style, and a genius for getting other people to sing along and discover the sense of community that comes with music. Brother Bill will play with anybody, even yours truly.
Well, let's hear what it sounds like.
I think it sounds good.
Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain?
Let's try that, Glenn.
Do I have to hold my nose to sing that, like Willie
Nelson?
Well,
I can't sing like Willie Nelson, but here's a song that's often requested on the Bluegrass Show. In the twilight glow I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain.
On Christmas Eve, Brother Bill did his last bluegrass show. He's putting away his guitar and hanging up his headsets to move south of the tension line so he can spend more time with his grandchildren. There's still time to catch up with him. He'll be emceeing the White Pines Jamboree this Saturday, February 11th, at the Crystal Rock in Rhinelander. If you go, close your eyes and listen to the voice and guitar and travel back to an America that still exists, if only in your heart. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Blue eyes crying in the rain.